For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Jurors hear from counter-protesters and a first responder who were at the scene of the alleged car attack by James Alex Fields Jr. The House has voted to name a Charlottesville post office after Army Captain Humayun Khan. And Virginia's Attorney General is on a listening tour across the state hearing stories about hate crimes and white supremacy. This is the WMRA Daily for Tuesday, December 4th.
Support for the WMRA Daily comes from the shops at Stonefield at Route 29 and Hydraulic Road in Charlottesville, featuring a collection of shopping, dining, and entertainment experiences with parking available. Learn more at shopsatstonefield.com.
Jurors in the murder trial of James Alex Fields Jr. heard from people in the crowd and a first responder on Monday. Marissa Martin testified at the trial about joining a group of happy people marching in Charlottesville on August 12, 2017. She described the scene turning to complete chaos as people were knocked to the ground. Fire Captain Steward Nick Barrell described Heather Heyer's injuries and said she had no chance of survival outside a hospital. Fields, who is from Ohio, is charged with first-degree murder and other crimes. Prosecutors say Fields aimed at the group with his car, killing Heyer and injuring dozens, but Fields' lawyers say he was afraid for his life. The House has voted to name a Charlottesville post office after Army Captain Humayun Khan. The Daily Progress reports the bill honoring the University of Virginia alum killed in action in Iraq has advanced to the U.S. Senate. U.S. Representative Tom Garrett said the bill renaming the post office in the Barracks Road Shopping Center passed the House without objection last Thursday. The Virginia Republican says the bill will likely reach the president's desk before Garrett leaves office next month. U.S. Senators Tim Kaine and Mark Warner say they support the name change. Khan was awarded a Purple Heart and Bronze Star after his 2004 death. His father, Keyser Khan, is well known for his criticism of President Trump, particularly during the 2016 campaign. Charlottesville City Council narrowly approved a measure to ask the state for permission to decide their own salaries. The Daily Progress reports the council voted 3-2 on Monday to approve a charter amendment regarding councilor pay. The change must be approved by the General Assembly. Councilors Wes Bellamy and Kathy Galvin and Mayor Nakiah Walker voted in favor of the proposal. Councilors Mike Siegner and Heather Hill voted against it. Walker said the proposal would probably fail in the General Assembly, but that council should send the request anyway. Finally today, Virginia Attorney General Mark Herring is on a listening tour across Virginia. He is hearing stories about hate crimes and white supremacy. Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope reports.
When the bomb threat came here at Alfred Street Baptist Church in Old Town Alexandria, members of the congregation were told to stay inside the historically black church until further notice. They were eventually instructed to leave in a single file line. It's the latest example of what Attorney General Mark Herring says is a dangerous rise in hate crimes, which have increased 65% in the last 5 years.
And it is really important that leaders at every level, community, state, national, speak out universally and condemn hate crimes, white supremacy, anti-Semitism.
And he wants to pair that with action, prohibiting paramilitary activity by white supremacist groups and updating Virginia's definition of hate crime to include gender, sexual orientation, gender identity, and disability. Judy Fentress Williams is senior assistant to the pastor here at Alfred Street, and she says that bomb threat had lingering trauma.
White supremacists have become bolder, more vocal, and we have seen a greater presence than ever before. And so this is a very significant concern.
White supremacist leader Richard Spencer had headquarters a few blocks away until he was run out of town by protesters. And Northern Virginia has a long history with white supremacy. The head of the American Nazi Party set up headquarters in nearby Arlington until its leader was assassinated in the parking lot of a laundromat in 1967. Michael Pope.
For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening and enjoy your Tuesday.